Welcome to Catalyst. Glad you're here on this Thanksgiving service Sunday. So happy pre-Thanksgiving to you all. Glad you're here. And we have after church, we thought since it's Thanksgiving and we know you're going to be probably eating a lot this week, we thought today we'll have more of a simple lunch. So we have a box lunch for you. But in December, the second Sunday in December, that's our Christmas multi-generational service, and we have something really, we have a special meal plan. We don't know what it is yet, but it's going to be special. It's going to be special, guaranteed, so invite people out for that. Well, today, you know, for our Thanksgiving service, traditionally what we do and is we like to give you an opportunity to share what the Lord's been doing in your life and what you're thankful for, the way he's worked, the way he's moving, things he's done in your life. So we can thank and praise the Lord together, and you can give testimony to the Lord and thank him publicly for what he's doing and how he's moving. And so in a minute, we'll give you opportunity to do that. We have two mics set up here for you to come up. And so you could just be seeing if the Lord had something, put something on your heart to share with us this morning. As we start, I wanted to start with a psalm. We're actually going to be looking at a couple of songs. I'm going to give like more of a short devotional today. But we're going to start with a psalm. So I'd like to put it up. It's Psalm 100, 1 through 5. And I remember this psalm because I learned it in vacation Bible school when I was little. And I still remember today. It's a wonderful psalm. And so let me read it for you. It says, "Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name, for the Lord is good, his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations." This is a very uplifting, very powerful psalm, and in the Psalms, it actually has five exclamation marks, because it's enthusiasm, and it's meant to be coming together as a church, coming together as a congregation and praising and thanking the Lord together. And so I want us to actually read this psalm together out loud. And so why don't we all stand up, okay? Remember, not one, not two, not three, not four. It has five exclamation marks, right? And so when we say it together, let's thank the Lord together. Let's united thank the Lord together for all he is and all he's done. Five exclamation marks worthy, okay? All right. On the count of three, we'll start. One, two, three. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever. His faithfulness to all generations. Let's give a clap offering to the Lord. Give a high five to your neighbor, okay? And, all right, thanks. You have a seat. And it is good. When we celebrate, when we worship, when we thank the Lord and honor his name together, there's power in that. The Spirit comes and we're lifted up. And you know what? There's really, I thought, two main reasons to thank someone and to give thanks when we personally give thanks to someone. The first reason we give thanks, it's for what someone has done for us or what someone has given to us. You know, I remember when my kids were young, and I hear this from parents all the time, right? You want to teach your kids to be thankful. And so when they receive something, say, what do you say? Say thank you, right? Say thank you. And it's because we're trying to cultivate a heart of gratitude. I read a story this week about a woman, and she was a custodian for this company. She worked as a custodian in this company for many years, around 30 years. And this company was bought out by another individual. And so when this individual, the new owner, came in, after a few days, he thought, I want to write a personal card of thanks for all the employees for what they've done. And now that I'm the new owner, just my appreciation to them. So he wrote out a thank you card to all of his employees, and then he gave it to his assistant to personally hand out to every individual. So the assistant comes, and she has a card, and she gives it to this woman who's been a custodian at the company for 30 years. When she received this card and opened it and read it, she burst into tears. She burst into tears, and she was so overwhelmed. She said, I can't work anymore today. I have to leave. I have to go home. So she left work. She went home. And people thought, oh, she must have, maybe she started not feeling well or whatever. Later on, they come to find out that in all the years, the 30 years that she had worked there, because, you know, a custodian, they're not the top of the totem pole, right? Often they're unseen and forgotten. In all her 30 years at that company, no one had ever verbally, let alone written a card of thanks for her work. And so when she received this card, she was overcome with emotion and burst with tears, because on that very day, she was going to quit. She had had enough, and she was going to quit that work. And because she received this card, simple card of thanks, she decided to stay, and she wanted to stay in this company and work for this new owner. You know, when we give thanks, it's a very powerful thing, because it says, I remember, I acknowledge what you have done for me. Here's another psalm. It talks about when we give thanks to the Lord, or when we praise the Lord. Psalms 103, 1 through 6, it says, let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. And so the psalmist says, it is good to give thanks. It's not only just good manners, it's not only just polite, but it recognizes and acknowledges what a person has done for us and given to us. And so the psalmist says, give thanks to the Lord. I will praise the Lord, and I will not forget all the things he has done for me. A second reason we give thanks, it's not only to thank someone for what they have done, but it's to thank someone just because of who they are. Just because of who they are. You know, this thanks can be challenging, especially, like it's been said, like Kristen said, it's sometimes hard to give thanks when we're going through difficulties. In light of all that everyone's been through the last year or two, all that society is going through, all that you may be going through personally, it's hard to give thanks sometimes. But that's where, when we give thanks to the Lord, even when we're going through hard times, it's a sacrifice of thanksgiving, acknowledging, Lord, I'm not I'm not necessarily thankful for the bad things that are happening, but in the midst of that, I could still be thankful for you. It lifts our eyes up instead of around. It takes our eyes off of what's going on around us to who it is that has given us every good thing that we have, and to thank him for who he is. Let's look at this, Psalm 95. Psalm 95 says this, "O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is great." That's no matter if there's good times or bad, the Lord is still great. "And a king above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker." We would not even be here. We would not even breathe a breath every day. We would not even have food. We would not even have the abilities we have on the people in our lives. We would have nothing if it wasn't for the Lord and his goodness and for who he is. Let us worship again. Let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. You know, recently Mike Newsom shared with me about his friend, and I've met his friend. We prayed for his friend over the years. His friend's name is Paul. And Paul, he writes a devotional every day. And I know Mike and others subscribe to his devotional. He writes a devotional every day. Well, over the last couple of years, Paul has gone through a lot of health issues. In fact, he had some throat issues, and the wound would not heal, and he could not eat any solids for over 2 years. And he was having difficulties, and then kind of the Lord healed him of that, and he recovered from that. But recently, over the last few months, his son passed away suddenly. His house got flooded because a pipe burst in his upstairs, and his whole house got flooded. And then he had some legal, unexpected, accidental legal issues that were weighing on him. Just one thing after another, after another, after another. But then the awesome thing is that Mike told me every day he would continue to write and send out the devotionals. And he would continue to uplift, share, praise God for who he is. He's not thankful that his son passed away. He's not thankful that his house got flooded. He's not thankful for, you know, these challenging legal difficulties. But in the midst of that, he's still thankful to the Lord. And Mike said, you know, when you see him, he's so gracious, the older gentleman, he's so gracious, and you wouldn't even know that these things were going on. Because he continues to honor and praise and thank the Lord in the midst of what he's going through. It's good to give thanks. Especially when we gather on this Sunday, it's good to thank the Lord for what he's doing in our life and for who he is. And so we're going to give you an opportunity to do that. What we do is just leave it open. If you have something, just come on up. And then you could please just share. If you could kind of keep it brief, we want to hear from as many people as possible. That'd be great, okay? I don't want to have to bring a little hook out. I wouldn't do that, but, you know, we'll just have the sound guys start playing music, okay? If you start hearing music, no. But we want you to come. We want to hear, give opportunity as many of you as possible to come forward. And it's honoring the Lord. It's praising the Lord. It's thanking the Lord for what he's doing. So let's have a word of prayer as we go into this time. Lord, thanks so much for who you are. Lord, we thank you for your hands, for what you give us and what you do. God, we can never thank you enough. We can never repay you for all that you've done for us. Our very life comes from you, Lord. And all that we have, all the good things come from you, Lord. And relationship, salvation, forgiveness of all our sins, being able to receive and know your love for us. God, we thank you for all that. And Lord, we also thank you, Lord, for not what, only what you do, but for who you are, because you are worthy of praise. No matter what is going on, you are always worthy of praise because you are great, you are awesome, you are high and lifted up, you are exalted, you are almighty, you are creator, you are Alpha and Omega, Lord. You are the good shepherd, you are righteous, you are full of loving kindness that is everlasting, God. You are just and true and holy, holy, holy is your name. And so, Lord, as your church family here at Catalyst, we want to thank you. We want to honor you. We want to give testimony about you and all that you've done and who you are. And so, Holy Spirit, would you come and give and stir and give promptings, and Lord, to young and old, Lord, we want to give you praise and publicly acknowledge you. So thanks, Lord. Bless this time in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And I want to encourage you. I want to hear from young and old, okay? I want to hear from young and old. So please come forward. If there's something like that, as small or big, whatever it is, please come. It's just a blessing to hear our God praised and thanks for what he's doing. Okay, so come on up whenever you feel ready.
Service. Hope you will join us in person sometime. It'd be great to see you and meet you. Don't forget to subscribe to our Catalyst YouTube channel so you don't miss out on anything, and be blessed this week. And as always, thank you, Jesus.